Here we are, here we are, here we are.
No, it should be here ye, here ye, here ye. It's time for the food mensch. And it's going to make a lot of people happy. So, hello, Arthur Schwartz.
Hello, Jill.
Mensch.
Now, 'tis the season. You know, it's sort of built into my profession, which is food journalism and food communication. That you have seasons for everything. So every week I could say, oh, well, today is the season four. But we have an interesting season now, olive oil. This is the time of the year that olives are pressed all around the Mediterranean for the most popular fat in our culture these days, which is olive oil. Now, I have a long history with olive oil. I know quite a bit about olive oil. I certainly can taste good olive oil and not good olive oil. But before I even taste it, I have so many criteria that have to be met just from the label. But why I say it's the season is that this is when you get, November, is when you get the freshly pressed olive oil of the year. And that is a big event for a lot of people. And in Tuscany, where they have famously special, we'll call it, olive oil, and they charge for it, this is the moment that you grill a piece of bread, rub on a piece of garlic, and pour on some of your fresh, newly pressed, so to speak, because it's not pressed anymore, by the way. Most good olive oil is extracted in a centrifuge, not in a press. But anyway, and that is called, in Tuscan dialect, fetunta. Now, fetunta, fette is the word for slice, and unta refers to being oiled. And so fetunta is oiled slice of bread, toast, actually. Now, the heat of the toast, when it comes off the fire or out of the toaster, I these days do the easy American thing and make my fetunta and another word I'm going to throw at you, bruschetta, in a toaster. While the bread is still hot, rub it with a cut clove of garlic. The garlic will really melt into the bread. You won't even see it in the end. And then put on your olive oil, your best olive oil, and the sprinkling of salt. I use a Sicilian sea salt as my regular everyday salt, so it's really good salt. And other salt, by the way, I just read somewhere that this pink Himalayan salt is good for your diabetes. I don't know. You'd probably have to consume more salt than you probably should be consuming. In any case, put on some salt, and that is it. I mean, what the star here is the newly pressed or centrifuged olive oil. But of course, in Tuscany, bread is very particular, we'll call it. That's an Italian expression, meaning, you know, maybe it's not so good. It's made without salt. Tuscan bread is famously without salt. I have to say that I don't frequent Tuscany all the time, but I have been there in the last few years. I was stayed in Siena for a while. And the bread is getting slightly salted now. I think they realize that the non-Tuscans prefer a little salt in their bread. But the old way is no salt bread, so of course you have to put salt on it in the end. And that's, by the way, why it's made without salt. One reason is that, you know, it's there for mopping up stuff. In any case, fetunta comes to my mind as soon as the weather gets brisk. I don't know why. I'm connected to the olive oil harvest because I don't know of any olive. I do know of an olive tree in Brooklyn, but it doesn't do very well and doesn't get any olives on it. It just gets a few leaves. But anyway, Fetunta is the Tuscan word, but the general Italian word for such kind of bread with oil is called bruschetta. Now, I know it's mispronounced even on TV, which really irks me, that I feel like a TV announcer, especially one doing maybe an Italian travelogue, should know how to pronounce the word. But you hear the mispronounced bruschetta all the time. It is bruschetta. And it refers to the bread. Bruschetta is what Tuscans call fettunta, a slice of bread rubbed with garlic, drenched in olive oil, or not drenched, just dressed with olive oil, salt. If you want to put pepper on, go right ahead. And that's it. Now, that's bruschetta, not the tomato topping that I have even seen in jars called bruschetta. That is not the bruschetta. The bruschetta is the toast. And I only make bruschetta when I have really good bread. When I've committed to a large loaf of bread, and we want to eat it before I eat it in many ways, but one way is after it's a few days old, toast it and make bruschetta. So bruschetta can be topped with anything. The one that Americans not only know, but now are marketed as bruschetta, is diced tomatoes, usually with just some oregano or parsley, maybe garlic, and oil. And that's it. Like a diced tomato salad, so to speak. In fact, I was thinking this morning, I'm sure there are people listening to this that buy a jar of salsa every once in a while. I don't myself. It's not one of my things, but I'm sure there are people who buy it because there it is in the market. You know, you put some of the salsa on top of a piece of garlic rubbed in oil toast, and you got a really nice bruschetta. So the other, a million toppings. In fact, I keep trying to think of where this was exactly. My feeling is it was either on Capri or maybe near Sorrento. But I'm associating this with mountains because it was a restaurant in a cave, very picturesque, obviously, that specialized in bruschetta, meaning they had a whole menu of different bruschetta, not pizza, but you could think of it as pizza on bread. But there were so many varieties. And, of course, they had, without saying, this is Italy in a cave, they had a wood-burning oven that gave flavor to everything. So that you can have a whole menu of bruschetta. So here are some of the ones that I like. Besides just oil and rubbed with garlic, I always have some really good tomato paste around. I buy tomato paste in the tube. I've yet to run across one that I don't like. Even tomato paste in a can is delicious, except that I don't really want to commit to a whole can. So that's why I like the tube. You know, once you open the can, you got to deal with it some way, freeze it, something. Anyway, just spread a thin layer of tomato paste on a slice of warm toast, and then sprinkle it with a little bit of dried oregano, and it's really good. You can do other things with the tomato paste. You can do a smear of tomato paste and then a few anchovies. I don't know. Raise your hand if you like anchovies. I'm raising mine high. I like my anchovies, and I do use Sicilian anchovies packed in olive oil. For instance, I made Caesar salad the other day, and those are the anchovies I put into my Caesar dressing. But if I want to eat anchovies for anchovy's sake, I buy salted anchovies. Now, I can buy them, you know, by the quarter pound, which is not many. But you can also buy them, I saw online. I used to buy this when I used them more frequently. Maybe I will again. Agostino Recco is a Sicilian packer. And they're these big, fat anchovies packed in sea salt. And you have to fillet them and desalt them a little bit before you eat them. But I do this under running cold water. Using my thumbs, they easily split in half, and the bone easily can be removed, and you can take off any gills or tail or whatever it is there that you don't want to look at. And that's it. And then you dry them off before you can use them. I have to say, this is not strictly bruschetta, but it is one of the ways I love anchovies. This is very Salernitani, meaning from Salerno. You take a piece of not hot toast, but cool toast, even, I must say. In the old days, I used to use Melba toast out of the package. Smear it with some butter, soften so it spreads, but not soft, and then top it with an anchovy fillet. That is an incredible snack. And if you want to make these into crostini, now the difference between bruschetta, by the way, is a singular word, and crostini is a plural word. And I always say the crostini is plural because you can't eat just one. I would say the only difference between bruschetta and crostini is the size. A crostini is the size of, let's say, a Melba toast round, a baguette that's cut into thin slices and then toasted or dried out, and you rub that with garlic, a little oil, and when it's cool, put on some butter and anchovy, and you got a real treat. I think it's a real treat. I have to mention that avocado toast, which is sort of the rage these days, something we like in this house, but it's a kind of bruschetta. And if you rub the bread with garlic and dress it with some olive oil and then top it with your mashed up avocado, it's a real treat. I think it really, the garlic and oil really enhance the avocado. And you can put tomato on top of that if you like. You know, people eat avocado toast as a meal, topped with a fried egg. Not a bad thing. Another one. You know, the insalata caprese, the Capri salad of mozzarella, tomato, and basil is really just the same thing as the chopped tomato salad, except with the addition of mozzarella. And, you know, you can make little caprese bruschetta. Just top your warm garlic-rubbed oiled toast with thin slices of mozzarella and some basil, just whole leaves even, without any work at all, and slices of tomato, or a few rounds of cherry tomato, you know, cut in half. Now, this is something that I don't like especially, but I know a lot of people do, including Queen Elizabeth. May her memory be a blessing. Beans on toast. Mm-hmm. Now, the Brits eat canned Heinz beans mashed up on their cold toast. This is not what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking is a nice piece of bruschetta, toasted bread, dressed with oil, and then mashed on top, either cannellini beans or it could be chickpeas. I don't remember exactly what restaurant this was, but it was long ago, someplace, I'm thinking, in the theater district, that served bruschetta with chickpeas. But they didn't mash up the chickpeas. They were whole chickpeas, so you couldn't eat the thing because the chickpeas kept rolling off the bread. So if you're going to make one with chickpeas, which is a good thing, by the way, just take a fork and mash them up like you do your avocado. Just mash up the, even canned chickpeas, drained. Just mash them up on top of a piece of garlic-rubbed oiled bread and a little salt and pepper. If you need an herb and you have parsley, that's great. Any fresh herb will do, actually. Any soft, fresh herb. What else? What else do we want to put on our toast? Oh, I know. This was something I made just the other day, because I make it frequently, but what do I make frequently? Sautéed peppers and onions. We eat it in several different ways, including for their own sake as a vegetable. Now, the other day, we have a supermarket in the neighborhood that has unbelievable, I mean, sometimes really unbelievable prices. They're so cheap. But you have to be careful because it could be last day of sale food. Meaning, if you don't get it home quickly and cook it, it may rot before your eyes. So, but I'm a good shopper. Okay. So I've yet to have this happen to me, but I can see how it does. But the other day, they had these big bags full of red and yellow peppers for $1. Now, I looked at these peppers through the plastic bag, and they looked okay. They didn't look like they were going to rot. There were no black spots on them. They weren't wrinkled. They looked like they could be okay. For $1, I was willing to take a gamble. Well, they were way better than okay. And there was one little black spot on one of them. But my dollar bag of peppers with one onion turned out to be a great dinner with scrambled eggs. We like scrambled eggs with onions. But we could have had it every which way, including as bruschetta, because I do have this loaf of whole wheat bread that I've committed to. And we ate it fresh. We ate it as sandwiches. We ate it as toast. We ate it as croutons already for my Caesar salad. And I still have a little left. So anyway, we can make bruschetta. What else can I put? Oh, well, we ate up all the peppers and onions. But here's one that I keep meaning to do because I have fond memories of this in Sicily, which is to top my bruschetta with a good amount of ricotta, spread a nice amount of ricotta on the bread, sprinkle it with either chopped almonds, with or without the brown, or, and this is easy to do these days, some chopped pistachios, because I don't know where all these pistachios are coming from. I bet California. But they're being advertised a lot. And if you go to the supermarket, they actually have end-of-aisle displays of shelled pistachios, which is a very healthy nut. A lot of people don't like it because they have to sit and shell them. I have to say that my father loved sitting and shelling pistachio nuts while watching sports. It was his thing. In fact, for birthdays, a neighbor often bought him a gigantic bag of Bazzini pistachios, and the ones that were without the red coloring, because she didn't want it was too telltale to have them. His fingers be all red. Anyway, this is a great combination: bruschetta topped with ricotta, some chopped nuts. As I said, preferred pistachios or almonds, but walnuts will do, and a drizzle of olive oil, believe it or not, on the ricotta. Salt and pepper. Hey, that's lunch. That can be lunch easily. And speaking of walnuts, the great combination with walnuts is gorgonzola. And believe it or not, there are several varieties of gorgonzola. And if you see one that's labeled gorgonzola dolce, which means sweet, try that one. It's the youngest and creamiest and least funky of the gorgonzolas, and very spreadable, a really great cheese. Older gorgonzola is good too, but you know that has more funk to it. Are you a gorgonzola girl?
Younger, more spreadable gorgonzola I can do.
With walnuts, it's very, very good, I have to say. Another one that I love, in Rome, they have a sandwich with a crustless white bread sandwich called a tre mazzini, plural. And one of my favorites is tuna with marinated artichokes.
Ooh.
And it makes a great bruschetta topping, too. Don't have to add mayonnaise to the tuna. But, you know, if you buy a high-quality light tuna packed in olive oil, all you need to do is drain it. And you don't even have to drain it all that well because the olive oil is better than the seed oil usually used. So you flake it on top of your bread, And the artichokes you buy in a jar, and I would slice them or dice them and put them on top of the bread, and that's sort of it. If you've got parsley, add parsley. I use dry oregano a lot, and that makes a great little crostino. Or in fact, very often I have been offered crostini, meaning little round ones, toasted bread, topped with just oil and oregano. Very good. And I keep good oregano around. I use a lot of oregano. I don't always have fresh parsley. I don't always want to commit to a whole big bunch of parsley. So I have oregano.
You use a flat leaf parsley, though, right?
Yes. I'm not averse to the curly leaf. In fact, I haven't done this in a while, but maybe I should.
What used to be called, quote, Italian parsley.
Italian is the flat leaf.
Yep.
So-called Italian.
So-called.
I'm not sure why, because it exists other places as well. But it has a stronger flavor. No, it doesn't really. It's a different flavor than curly leaf. And I like curly leaf, and I like curly leaf as a salad. So if you make tabbouleh, curly leaf is really good in a tabbouleh. But even just on its own, like minced olives or a few capers, oil and lemon juice is a very nice salad with the curly leaf, which stays fluffy. So bruschetta, I want to do a pronunciation on this before I leave you. It's brew, as in like beer, bruschetta. And the reason it's schetta, and not, I'm not even going to mispronounce it, is because in Italian, CH is a K sound, not a sh sound, K. There is no K in real Italian. I think there are words now that are spelled with K because they're borrowed from other languages. But no, it's a CH is a K sound. If it's the other sound, it would be a CI.
So
bruschetta. And if you hear a radio announcer or a TV commercial saying the other way, yell at the TV or at the radio.
Bruschetta. I used to have to do pronunciations, whatever you call that, when you break down the words for our friend Mr. Miles.
Yeah.
And so I would do brew, B-R-E-W, sket, S-K-E-T.
Yeah.
A-H.
Bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
Anyway, it's from a verb, bruscare, which basically means to toast. So it's just toast. Bruschetta just means toast. It's not always dressed with garlic and oil, although it's very delicious. But it's always just a piece of toast. In fact, the word toast is sometimes used in Italy these days, too. I wish everybody a very healthy fall week.
We are already anticipating the next time we talk to Arthur Schwartz, the Food Mensch, on Robin Hood Radio.